Goosefaba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make your life better. So Amazon warehouses, Raven, have faced a lot of scrutiny lately for working conditions.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, yeah. It's always busy there. It's got to be highly efficient, obviously. And it's hot out. You know, it's that time of year.
So people have expressed that they're overworked, they're overstressed. There's not enough bathrooms or rest facilities at the warehouses. So Amazon debuted something new this week. It's called AmaZen.
Oh, nice.
With AmaZen. I wanted to provide a place that's quiet that people could go and focus on their mental and emotional well-being.
Now, I would think if people are complaining that there's not enough bathrooms or places for them to rest, they would just get like a break room and possibly maybe some porta potties
maybe
or an
another
extra
bathroom.
Right. So they have these Zen booths that they've created. What exactly is a Zen booth?
The Zen booth is an interactive kiosk where you can navigate through a library of mental health and mindful practices to recharge that internal battery.
So wait a minute. So it's not just a box that you go in and there's like silence. Like there's actually a computer in there or whatever you can interact with and you can get some therapy sessions going.
Let me paint a picture for you, Raven.
Okay.
I want you to think about going in an old school telephone booth, right?
Yes.
That's what it looks like. An old school telephone booth, but you sit down and there's a computer.
I would imagine there's no windows on this
No.
Right.
No.
So it's in privacy.
Yes.
Yes.
It would look like a porta potty.
Okay.
Except
there's no toilet.
Right. There's a chair and a computer and a bunch of videos that you click on the videos.
Okay.
And then it leads you through meditation and it leads you through like things to help you with your mental health and all of that is great.
I mean, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But there's other things you can do in the Zen booth. Like, and if you want to replicate this at home, I mean, you could use your car or like an actual Amazon box, those big boxes that you don't know what to do with. Like when the refrigerator comes and you're like, what am I supposed to do with this box?
Just another place to hide is what you're saying.
Yeah,
you can do that.
The closet. So things you can do in your personal Zen booth to help your life be a little bit better.
Yeah, I would go with like taking a nap is a good one.
Yes, actually taking a nap would be a great thing to do in your personal Zen booth because naps increase alertness. It improves mood and performance. What else can you do in your personal Zen booth? For me, I have got this like this built up anger inside.
Okay.
And I always said the place that would do the best is that they created an adult pinata place where I could just go in with a baseball bat.
Oh, a rage room. No, they are doing that now. They are doing the rage room thing. It's actually becoming a thing.
It's called destructive therapy, and I'm there for it. It helps alleviate repressed anger. Now, you just imagine you walk into your big AmaZen box or whatever it is.
Right.
And you pull up, and you have a choice. You can use a crowbar or you can use a baseball bat. And then there's just something there, like a computer screen.
How about
and you
the
smash
day,
it.
The morning's returns? Mm-hmm. I mean, they must have some frustrations with that in Amazon land, right?
Yeah, that'll also do some good.
Sure.
Other things you can do in your Zen box: cry. Crying dulls pain, detoxifies your body, restores emotional balance.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you need a good cry.
You do. And the last thing you can do in the Zen box is you can clear your voicemails and emails. You know when that number gets really high?
Oh, I can't stand that when you got the notifications there.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. If it's anything above like 3, it just drives me nuts. Let's face it, honestly, when it says 1, I have to get in there and click that I read the emails, but I never actually read the emails. You know what? Actually, that's probably why I don't read my emails is because I just click it that I read it immediately because that number drives me insane.
Well, believe it or not, according to LinkedIn, deleting equals relief. So the more of those that you get rid of, the better mentally sound you can be.
See that?
Yeah.
And here we are. All of you guys were just encouraging me to be an adult every day, and I was just looking out for myself.
Raven, read your emails. Like, how many times I got to tell you?
Nope. Sorry. Too anxious.